Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, my name is Miles Jupp, cricket fan, and together with my co-host Mark Wood, actual cricket man, we invite you to listen to Middle Please Umpire, a new cricket podcast containing the two of us banging on and sounding off together about cricket and quite possibly all manner of other things, while lifting the lid on Mark's life as an international cricketer. And as if that wasn't enough, we shall be welcoming some great guests along the way and chatting to them about life on and off the playing field as they spill the beans, drop some truth bombs, and see if they can withstand the scrutiny of our brutal interrogations. Middle Please Umpire is available right now from all your favourite podcast providers.
Welcome, ladies and gents, to the Manchester United Redcast. After what's been a grey hair week for the Reds, booted out of Europe. We weren't kicked. We were two-footed out of Europe. It's just a bit dead at the moment. It's a bit dry. But I'm getting the feeling that we could win the league. Joining me this afternoon, Russell Balkin. How you doing, pal?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, man. I'm good. I'm looking for you. To be the voice of reason with my other panelist, is the ranty old man. He hasn't been the same since
Dennis Law got a hat trick against City.
Well, since his missus sewed up the pocket in his Y fronts. It is Andrew Matt. You're right, pal. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I've just got my herbal tea in front of me.
Good man. Wow. What are you on today? Is it the chamomile?
No, I like the nettle. I like a bit of sting in it, you know?
Nettle, right, okay.
Nettle. Those things you were scared of when you were a kid.
I wasn't scared of them, mate.
You were scared of nettles, of course you were. Oh, you were scared of falling in them.
Mate, yeah.
This has already taken...
Mind you, there's not much grass on the turn. There's not that much sort of free air space where you live, is there?
Well, now where I live there is, but where I was before in the concrete jungle of Wembley, no.
There you go. Beautiful Wembley, beautiful. One of my favourite places.
Wembley. United have been knocked out of the Champions League after we got dicked. That's right, dicked by RB Leipzig away. They went 3-0 up. Bruno, surprise, surprise, got a penalty. And then we managed to fashion some dodgy goals. United just started. We turned up in the 75th minute, let's be fair.
That's good of it.
I mean,
flattering. It was a flattering turning up.
That was one of the worst showings I've seen in a long
time. Considering that was probably our most important game this year, boys, wasn't it? You know.
Yeah. I mean, it was over after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
he fucked up like the back five, let's be fair.
And to top it off, it was a City player in scored.
The worst thing for me is that he actually kept going on, in Ollie kept going on in the pressers about how we're going to play to win, we're going to play to win. Then he sets up with a back five of Lindelof, Maguire and Shaw. There's no athleticism in there. There's
he was
no
trying to trick you, that's what it was.
Mate, it was a fucking disgrace. Absolute disgrace, that game. 3-0 down, embarrassing. Embarrassing with a capital M.
I was looking forward to actually Phil Jones playing.
I mean,
yeah. Well, he's injured, believe it or not.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We played a 3-5-2 against PSG, though, no?
Yeah, no, but it's Leipzig. We beat them 5-0 at home.
I know.
Come on, man. Come on, man. That's like turning around to Leipzig and going, yeah, you've changed. We're scared of you now.
It really makes sense.
But then doesn't that speak to a bigger problem with mentality? You look at how often they've gone behind. It's just become standard now that the only way the players seem motivated is to go 1-0 down and fight back. But they got hammered so quickly, 2-0 down after whatever it was, 15 minutes or so. And now, you know, and then they're done. They've not got it in them to fight back until that, I think, sort of fluky showing in the, you know, after the 75th minute.
Yeah.
Dodge. I mean, look, Leipzig finished top of the group on a negative goal difference as well.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, we showed them too much respect. We bowed down to them and it was just a fucking shambles. An absolute shambles.
But it wasn't even that. It was what image were United projecting? What are they trying to do? I think that's been a big, you know, question the whole season through. Are they going out to play lovely football? Are they going out to hit the opposition? What are they doing? You know, it's just nothing. And no, the only one who seems to be shouting and cajoling and getting people going is Bruno. He's forever shouting at people to get going, and get back.
He's shouting Portuguese to him, so that's not helping.
Yeah, I mean, that could be an issue. That could be an issue. But yeah. it seems so pallid and so wet.
You're right. There's no direction, is there? There's no sort of, as a United fan, the three of us, I'm sure, when it comes to Saturday or Sunday, when there's a game, you're like, well, we could get turned over by anyone today.
Mm. Yeah.
No, United never used to be like that. You think, you know, I mean, I think we'd get turned over. If Fulham turn up like they did against Liverpool yesterday, I think they'll turn us over.
Well, we've got Sheffield United on Thursday. I mean, that's bang on.
I think we should beat them. 1-0.
We should beat them, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's where they start to turn their season around.
Could be.
It's a dodgy fixture. One thing I want to pick up on is the subs in that Champions League game. I mean, you're chasing a game. You've got, you know, Ighalo on the bench. I know he's not liked, but Lingard, James, and you bring on Fosu Mensah, Tuan Zebe. Yeah. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand. I just don't get it.
No, you're right.
I think that could be a turning point for Ollie, you know, this game. I think that was the game where the people, the Ollie inners, are starting to become Ollie outers.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with me, chaps.
Well, you've got to look at picking up on the subs point. It's the same against PSG. His subs were questionable again, like keeping Fred on, which arguably led to the sending off. And then again, as you say, putting on Fosu Mensah and Tuan Zebe is not... That's what you do when you want to stem the tide, when you want to hold on to a result. You don't want to do it when you want to turn a match around, especially, as you say, with the talent we had on the bench.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean... and you sort of combine that with the way we set up against Leipzig, and you're like, well, what's he trying to do? You know, what is he trying to protect? I don't know what he was doing. Is he trying to protect people for the City match? You know, is he trying to maintain? Is he gunning for fourth? Is that the whole
City again? They didn't. We didn't even go to win. We went not lose. We
exactly.
went not lose. I mean, genuinely, like the whole thing was a shambles. To be fair, City weren't any good either. They really lost something. I don't know about you. I mean, this sort of fear factor around them has completely disappeared. And that's what makes it even more frustrating, the fact that, you know, we went into this game and it was shit. We were shit. Yeah. They were shit. It was shit on a whole.
It was not a good exhibition of Premier League football. That's for sure. And I don't know, the magic's gone. The magic's gone. The magic's gone.
The greatest league in the world, mate.
Yeah.
Matic, I was just going to say, on the subject of Matic, I haven't seen him play a good game this year.
I haven't seen him play very much at all this year.
Mm. Yeah, well, no, you're right.
He's very good. You know, I mean, Ollie keeps persisting with Brazilian Fellaini, doesn't he?
He had some great skill in. There was a lovely bit of skill in the City match. I think Fred is better than a Brazilian Fellaini. I think that's doing him a disservice.
I just will never ever take to him. He runs around, but he's a bit headless.
Yeah.
I'll never ever take to him. I don't know.
I agree. He's neither a destroyer or a creator. He seems to be, as you say, for me, he's always that thing on Football Manager. He would just be midfielder, neither defensive nor attacking. And I sort of don't know really what he brings to the side. But he is quite, you know, dynamic, I suppose, compared to who else might be on there. Like, I mean, he seemed to settle on Fred and McTominay for a bit after... Was that after the restart? That was his, like, go-to pairing. But it's like, is it a personnel thing? Is that the problem? Like, you know, what his best midfield is? What he wants to do? It all seems very confused to me.
Should he have dropped De Gea after Leipzig? Should he have dropped him?
No, not against City, no.
Why?
I don't know. I just think he, every so often he does have a bit of a wobble, does Davy, but I still think he's better than Henderson. I do, only because of experience, I think, more than anything.
I also think that we're not judging him with a decent defence in front of him. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure who would make that defence look good. You know, however many seasons it was, he was voted player of the season. And... For however many seasons it was that he was voted player of the season, you know, that was because he was at the peak of his game and he was fishing the defence out of a hole. But now you've got Maguire, who Leicester City must be absolutely laughing to get to have got rid of him for 80 million. And Lindelof is just such a B-list defence there. And you're just like, where's the leader? Where's the pace? You know, it's kind of, and that's no wonder that De Gea, like no one can perform 120% of their ability for as long as he has. And now that he's not, and the defence in front of him is
questionable. Sort of play him up, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, they're making him look human because he can't be expected to maintain those standards. I don't know. It's a sad time. And like now we're stuck with, like, what do? You buy an 80 million pound car.
Hey, Twan Zabi, play Mengi.
Yeah, well, exactly. But that's my thing.
Like, you know what though? One thing. Okay, look. You know, I've been Ollie out for a long time. I don't think I'm turning. I'm just starting to get a little bit of frustrated at his lack of cojones sometimes. The fact that he doesn't like to make the big decisions. Mate, you've got an 80 million pound defender, fine. Fucking drop him.
No, I agree, but that's my point. Yeah. My point is drop him, get somebody quicker, better, taller, whatever it is. Like, he's got the turning circle of a battleship. You know what I mean? He's clumsy. He's like
an oil tanker, isn't he?
He's like an oil tanker, and he's like, yeah, everyone makes fun of Phil Jones for being ungainly and clumsy and... It's like we had him. We've got one of those. Thank you very much. Don't need a second one. And it's like, yeah, I'd drop him. I drop Maguire. Put Twan Zabi in. See how that goes.
Apparently, we're in Trippier. I don't know what that means to Wan-Bissaka. I hope it means Wan-Bissaka goes into to centre half. I think Wan-Bissaka would be a fantastic centre half. He offers fuck all going forward, but Trippier will be brilliant for us.
I mean, that would be an interesting signing, bringing him back from Spain, from Atletico.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'd go for Max Aarons. I'd go for Max Aarons.
Absolutely. From Norwich.
Go for Max Aarons. He's a fantastic footballer. Yeah, no, it's been a strange few days to be a United fan. Off the back of this little break, we're going to look ahead to the Europa League draw. Carry on talking about Ollie, what's going wrong, what's going right, what do we need in January. This is the Manchester United Redcast. We're back on the other side.
If you want an e-bike that doesn't look like it's made for the shopping precinct, something that's less Mr. Bean and more Steve McQueen, check out the range of bikes from London-based Cooler King. From dope 250-watt city bikes to Harley Bobber-inspired 750-watt beasts that can tear your face off while leaving your smile intact. Cooler Kings are made in limited numbers, yet highly affordable. Check them out now on the web at cooler.bike or find them on Instagram with hashtag CoolerKingBike. Cooler.bike. E-bikes that are cool AF.
Yeah, we're back. It's the Manchester United Redcast. Delighted to have you with us. Thanks for choosing us for your on your podcast journey today. I wonder where you are. Where would people be, Andrew? Listen to a podcast.
Where would they be? Probably all at home.
Yeah.
Some driving, maybe. I'm usually driving on a Monday, Tuesday, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be Old Trafford, would it?
No. If you want to write your letters into Andrew, I'm sure he'd like to read them, like your sort of like your love life dilemmas, you know, medical queries, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, he'd happily do them at United Redcast on Twitter. Yeah. Russell Balkan is with us as well. He's the voice of reason today.
I'm less good on the medical stuff. Happy to give advice on people's relationships by all means, but less good on the medical stuff.
What's your sort of what are your credentials for that?
What in terms of giving advice on love life?
Yeah.
I mean you'd have to ask my wife to begin with, but I don't want to hide my light under a bushel, but you know, I'm very, very gentle. I'm very gentle, and I've got lovely, lovely hands.
Tender.
I think you've got nice hands.
Yeah, tender. Very tender. I've got nice hands, and you know, I'm quite good at chat. You know, make them laugh. That's my thing. Just really? Make them laugh. Yeah, let's try that. Buy them flowers occasionally.
Nice. Ooh, yeah.
Don't ever buy them from a garage, though, Russell.
No, they do not. If they smell of antifreeze, it's often a giveaway.
But there's some women who might like that. Who are
that is true.
A mechanic.
They might like some quick lighting charcoal, a bottle of antifreeze, and some wilting carnations. That's the 1, 2, 3.
I mean, I know. Drew's your old favorite was the old box of Black Magic, wasn't it?
The Black Magic. And what I used to do is I'd take my shoes off.
Yeah.
Walk in, dressed totally in black, with the polo neck. And then just dive on the sofa.
That's it. And did you used to eat the crap ones out of it as well, just for her convenience?
Yeah, but I also used to have a little tape that just went...
Brilliant.
Like Aaron, that's the Black Magic theme tune.
That is commitment.
I know Russell knows that because he's a sexologist.
For the under 25s. Yes. There you go.
That is... I'm still waiting for my certificate.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, boys? This is far more interesting than the City United get, isn't it?
100%. Guys, got a question for you. Are we going to win the league?
No.
No.
Why not?
We're not good enough.
I don't mean to pop your bubble there now,
Aaron, but we're not good enough.
I mean, look, we're eighth. We're eighth on 20 points. You know, three more points and we you know, slotting just behind Southampton in the fifth. And we're 2 points off of Spurs. Why can't we challenge?
I mean, we'd have to go Several. I'm not going to put a number on it. Several things are going to have to happen for us to challenge for the league. Is Tottenham and Liverpool are going to have to fall off a cliff, and probably Leicester and Southampton I can see falling away, maybe. But United are going to have to quickly discover what their team is. They're going to have an incredible January in the transfer window, and that means early transfers, Mr. Ed Woodward, if you're listening, and Matt Judge. But I can't see it happening. I mean, everything's going to have to click. The cards are going to have to fall completely in our favour.
What do you need?
Again, I think...
Don't you think we're sat here and all we constantly go on about is, oh, we need players. What do we need?
At centre-back, I'd say. Or to drop Maguire. I think that's the elephant in the room. I mean, he might as well be an elephant in the room. You know, the pacey shows, but I think maybe that's it. Maybe it's making the difficult choices. Maybe it's going back to what you were saying before, Aaron, about Ollie not wanting to make the difficult choices. And it's like, you know, you ask for a defender, you get given a defender. How do you tell the board that the defender you asked for and they spent £80 million on isn't as good as you hoped he'd be?
They messed up. Let's be fair. Yeah. They should have gone for Alderweireld. I'm adamant. They should have gone for Toby Alderweireld. I think as a leader, he's absolutely fantastic. Maguire was never the right choice. And unfortunately, we've gone so balls deep in on him because he's the captain now. He's the captain. It's absolutely horrendous. Drew, can we win the league?
No. You probably saw a better team on Saturday, Bournemouth, than United, didn't you?
Oh, they were great.
There you go. That answers it all. Bournemouth have gone down a league, yet they're playing really, really well to fight to come back up again. And there's no fight in the United team. So, I mean, I sound like a Keno. I mean, Keno is pretty negative on what should be done at United. And he still believes that there's no one talking, there's no one shouting. You're not proud to put the shirt on and things like that. And I'm in agreement with him. I think there's a lack of, I don't know whether they think Ollie's a pushover, as the team do, and they just ignore him and go out there, or he's got shite tactics.
We haven't got a clue if he's a pushover or not, though. That's the thing. I mean, I think he is, personally. But we literally have no idea what goes on in training, out of training. I'm really worried this is going to start. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think we could challenge the sort of top four and that top end of the league. But
we've got to improve a lot first.
You what?
We have to improve a lot more if we are.
I agree. I just think we're so consistently inconsistent. It hurts. It really, really hurts. Then again, boys, it could be worse. We could actually be Arsenal.
Oh my God.
They're shocking right now. Absolutely shocking. I wonder what's going to happen with Arteta. The funny thing is I don't see him getting lambasted in the press, but it just the story is always United, isn't it?
Always. There's a few things like that, don't there? You know, they always go for Ollie or whatever you. You know, I tell you what, I'm surprised at as well, which doesn't surprise me, is his ability really not to get up and be like, I mean, like Pep spent the whole game in his box, didn't he? Shouting at the City players. I really believe that, you know, you see Klopp do the same.
Well, going mental.
It looks like they're actually enjoying the game and hating the game at the same time, but they're there holding it. But you don't see that with Ollie. You saw him shout, sat down, having his sandwich that he'd got on the side there, going, referee, you know, it's like,
He just sits and watches that screen. It's just
annoying, though.
He's got a very calm persona, isn't he? He's got a super calm persona. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know when we're going to get to the point where there's a full-blown, like, rebellion against it. I'm really worried about that.
I think they're going to... Someone commented on 5 Live... I think it was pre the United City game. I can't remember who it was. And he said, you know, that the word from United is that he's got the backing of the board.
Yeah.
And he will not be being sacked.
I don't think he will either.
He's a company man. Of course, he's not going to get sacked.
No, he's a company man, yeah.
He drives a company Chevrolet as well, doesn't he?
He's a yes man.
You can tell he drives the company Chevrolet.
Like, he feels like he's been put in place because the fans have an affection for him, but he's also not going to stand up to the board particularly. Yeah. He's like, you know, it feels like the transfer strategy is one that's from the board because they're going to look to buy players, increase the value and sell them off.
Yeah.
And if they stay in fourth place and get in the Champions League and ideally get to the last 16, that's, you know, that's great. And that's it. You know, it's kind of, they don't want, you know, that's what happened with Mourinho at the end. He had his targets because he wanted to win the league because he cares and he wants to win trophies. And it's just like, I don't get that. I don't feel that from Ollie. And it's like you see in Maguire's press conference after the Leipzig match, and it's like, oh, we weren't at it for the first 15 minutes. It's like, yeah, damn right you weren't at it for the first. I mean, it's not like you're getting paid hundreds and thousands of pounds a week to be at it for the first 15 minutes. It's like, what? Who is? No one's taking responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels such a, everyone's passing the buck. Oh, it's the manager, it's the players, it's, they don't know what they're doing, they're not being prepared. It's just like, who? I don't know. It just feels like a big mess.
Just going round and round, aren't we? We're literally just going round and round.
And I don't, to be honest with you, you know, I get glimmers of hope very occasionally, and I forget about Woodward and his cronies. But I still believe to this day, until they're gone, the United will bounce on like this all the time for the next 10 years.
I agree with you, lad. Real Sociedad in the Europa League, top of the
league. Real Sausages.
Top of La Liga, yeah. The Adnan Januzaj hyphen Moyes derby.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot that was...
What's that? Old.
The Moyes Januzaj derby, isn't it?
That's where Moyes went to.
Moyes, yeah.
Terribly.
Moyes.
Yeah, and David Silva as well, he's there.
Well,
he's
just
your dad. Yeah.
Well, he always scores against us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
but yeah, boys, that's going to be a tough one. I'm sure we'll come.
When is that, Aaron?
That's deep in February, mate. Deep in February. Oh,
yeah.
We're still a while away from Europe, but who knows what we could be world beaters come then. You know, United have the possibility of actually being like complete world beaters by then. It's just we're so inconsistent and so confused as a club. It's unreal. Speaking of confused clubs, Sheffield United, we play them on Thursday evening, 8 o'clock kickoff, live on Sky. Away. You know, I don't think they've won a game all season, Sheffield United. Yeah, they haven't. They've picked up one point. 16 goal difference. They can't score goals for shit. I see this as a banana skin. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too negative. I just see it as a banana skin.
I don't think you're wrong. It's got 1-0. It's got 1-0 away written all over it.
And we'll get battered for the last 15 minutes. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean if they go 1-0 down after 10 minutes against Sheffield United, it's going to be scenes. It's going to be scenes if that happens.
Oh dear me.
Like, but it's exactly the kind of match where you go, we should be winning that. And you look at it and you go, actually, yeah, probably we will probably go 1-0 down and win 2 or 3-1. And then everyone will forget because we'll do some great counter-attacking football and everyone will forget for a bit. It's just this awful cycle of...
It's the cycle, really, isn't it? Yeah. I think we'll beat Sheffield United. I think we'll beat him.
Yeah, it's going to be one of them ones. I'm really worried. I want to see some game time for Mason and Martial. Get Mason, Martial, and Rashford up top.
You can see that, you know, since Cavani's come as well, that he doesn't get on with, he's got his nose pushed out of place, Martial, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a fucking butcher.
And that's the last thing. He's such a moody. He doesn't like the idea that he's not going through the middle anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And That's the last thing we need. Is we've got enough egos with fucking Pogba in the team, you know.
What do you make of Raiola this week?
He just PRs himself, doesn't he? He puts his name up there all the time. I thought it was quite interesting what Rio Ferdinand and Paul Scholes were saying prior to the Leipzig game about it, saying that basically Paul Pogba should sack his agent, which he obviously wouldn't, you know, to prove that he is a United player. So they really sort of fueled it a bit, you know. But he's, you know, Pogba, nothing's been said about it, but it goes with the territory at United now, doesn't it, at the moment. This would never have happened with Fergie.
You heard what Fergie called his agent, Raiola. He called him a bag of shit, didn't he? And it's true. The guy's an absolute fucking tosspot. Scumbag of the highest order. And you know, I'm kind of glad Paul Pogba put out some sort of statement for via United just to reaffirm.
Has he put a statement out?
Yeah. If I was Paul Pogba, I'd turn around to Raiola and just tell him to absolutely do one. Mate, disappear. You're a scumbag. Go away. Like, what is he doing this for? Of all things to do now, midway through his season.
To make money.
Yeah, and he's keeping Pogba's profile up there all the time while he's doing this. Not in a good way, but, you know, if he is going to go, which I'm sure he will go, is, you know, the sooner the better for United, I think. Yes. And we get someone to play for, you know.
To biff him off. That's what we need to do as soon as possible. Get rid, crack on, and build a midfield around the likes of Donny van der Beek, you know, someone who actually wants to play and someone who actually wants to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Aaron.
But
he is. Paul Pogba is putting on the lights at Croydon today and this afternoon, actually.
Is he? He's doing the lights in Ratby down in Leicestershire, you know.
He's coming out on his new album for Christmas.
That's it, mate. That's it. Gentlemen, we've got Sheffield United on Thursday. How's it going to go? Sheffield United versus Manchester United. 8 o'clock kickoff live on Sky.
United 3-1.
Drew?
2-0 United.
I'm going to go for a 3-0. 3 or 4-0.
I'll make your mind up. 3 or 4. 4 or 5.
Something like that.
It won't be like watching Bournemouth, you know.
You know what? Let's go for a 3-0. Well, I've just been told I'm watching Norwich Saturday. So,
That's your other fave team, isn't it?
That's it, mate. That's it. Exactly. I love my Champo football. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. That's the Manchester United Redcast. We'll catch you again soon.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at unitedredcast.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.